Shabbat Shalom. This Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a special one called Shabbat Shuvah, named after the words spoken by the prophet Hosea that we read in a special Haftarah for this week. Hosea says, Shuvah, return, return, O Israel, to Adonai, your God, for you have fallen because of your sin. But how do we turn towards God? What is the path that we can take? It is no mistake that Jewish tradition's names for paths have spiritual significance. Derech is a word we use every day for street or road or path, but being on the derech refers to our spiritual journey, being on our spiritual path. And these paths are unique for each one of us. We are going in the right direction when we follow the path towards healing, compassion, and wholeness. We veer off the path when we engage in thoughts and actions that diminish ourselves and others. Sometimes we even know when we are on the wrong path, but we stick to that road anyway. We see this in the story about the prophet Balaam in the Torah. The king of Moab calls upon the prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites. Balaam, yes, that's right. Balaam tries to refuse several times, saying that the Israelites have been blessed by God, so he's not able to curse them. But the king is relentless in his insistence that Balaam go and curse the Israelites, and Balaam finally gives up and sets out on the path towards the Israelites' camp. But this is not Balaam's path. This is not his derech. And like an embodiment of this fact, an angel of God stands in the way, trying to block Balaam from moving forward, only Balaam doesn't see the angel. Balaam's donkey, however, sees the angel and swerves to the side. Frustrated, Balaam insists on pushing forward. He is so forceful in his determination that he strikes his donkey, demanding that it continues on the path. This happens again and again until finally he sees the angel blocking his way. How many times do we push ourselves to keep moving forward and charge ahead on the path, even when we know it might be wrong? We feel something inside of us, an internal compass that points us in a different way. Yet we find ourselves having a lot of difficulty changing directions. Like continuing to eat more cake after a binge, or throwing more money into a bad investment, or spending more time in a toxic relationship. We know these things don't nourish us, but it can still be so hard to let them go and tread on a different road. Between last Yom Kippur and now, some of us have found ourselves spiritually asleep, with the great challenge of living in this time of crisis after crisis, the pandemic, the social unrest, the climate, the proliferation of hatred, the global crisis of refugees. We can become numb, feeling powerless, and become overtaken with apathy. But these days, these high holy days that we are going through, force us to wake up from our slumber and to consider paths that we have been traveling and look for our true derech, our inner path that aligns with our deepest truths. Hasidic master Rabbi Eliyahu Dressler said, "Even after the desires of one's heart have persuaded them to accept a false way as true, they still know in their heart of hearts that the true path is truer than the other one." Every human being thus has the faculty of determining in their own heart where the real truth lies. So what is your truth? How will you find the right path, your right derech? On Yom Kippur morning, we will read the following words. Torah is not in the heavens, neither is it beyond the sea. No. The thing is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart to observe it. We have the wisdom of Torah within us. It is in our hearts, guiding us to discover our inner truths. It is the still small voice that we hear in quiet, calm moments. Who are we at our core? How can we live our lives in a way that honors who we are? The voice of God calls out from Sinai each and every day to you and to me and to all of us, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel explains. All that is left to us is a choice to answer or refuse to answer. Holiness is close to us. It's in our hearts. It's in our mouths. The Torah goes on to say, I have put before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life that you and your offspring may live. We choose life when we choose to override our inclinations to do damage in favor of acting with compassion. We choose life when we undergo a process of teshuvah, tefillah, and tzedakah, of repentance, prayer, and acts of righteousness. We choose life when our words lead to kindness and help shape a more compassionate world. Together this year, may we walk on the path of blessing and choose life.